This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everyone, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I'm Christian Garman. Today I'll be talking with Dr. John Bratton, the associate professor and chair from the Department of Anthropology at the University of West Florida, about shipwrecks. Dr. Bratton, how are you, sir?
Very good.
What a life you lead, sir. You go around looking for shipwrecks in the Gulf of Mexico and Pensacola Bay. It must be pretty incredible to do that for a living.
It's nice, and my wife kind of gets on me sometimes because we mostly do this in the summer, and I wear flip-flops and swimming trunks in the summer, so it's a good way to go to the office.
Quote-unquote work. Yeah, it's a pretty good office. So, of course, something that you and your team have famously found, the Emmanuel Point shipwreck, the Don Tristan de Luna shipwreck. Pretty incredible.
Yes, absolutely. The first one, we call it Emmanuel Point 1, was actually found by the state of Florida archaeologists, and they found it in 1992. I came to work on the project in 1994. The way it was found, though, was we used a magnetometer.
When something like that happens, when the state of Florida or you and your team or whomever, when you find a shipwreck like that, do you know instantly like, oh my gosh, I think we found it? Or does it take a good amount of time to figure out how special a find it really is?
No, it takes a number of days or weeks or sometimes, well, years. It was 4 years before we were so positive that we could say it was one of Luna's ships. We thought it a lot earlier than that, but before we would announce it to the professional
public.
And the public and the professional archaeologist, we took our time to make sure we had everything, all the clues that we needed to say it's from 1559.
That's pretty incredible that it took 4 years before you guys were comfortable really telling the world, yes, we found this. Is that the Don Tristan de Luna shipwrecks? Like when we were talking about Florida history, is that sort of like the holy grail, the one you're really looking for? Or are there lots of other great ones out there that you know you still want to find?
No, there's certainly great shipwrecks still to find related to Florida's history. We have a Revolutionary War vessel here that we would love to find. It's called HMS Mentor, and it was lost up in Blackwater Bay, Blackwater River. They used a little bit of different terminology at the time for the waterways, but that's one that we're still looking for.
It's all, and I've talked to you about this before. And again, I'm coming at this, you know, I really don't know anything about it, so it's amazing to me that you guys know right now that that ship is somewhere in that waterway. It seems like, okay, well, we know that in today's world of incredible technology, you should have found it yesterday. But it's just not that simple, is it?
No, it really isn't. That one, in fact, we know we have the captain's logbook. It's been published. And so we know that the British took that ship up the river in an attempt to hide it from the Spanish who were down on the Santa Rosa Island at the time. And but their clues don't tell us exactly where
of course not.
They lost it.
Couldn't they have just spelled it out for you? Wouldn't that have been nice?
It would have. Even some longitude and latitude would help greatly.
Yes, it would. Even someone like me might be able to find it if you get the longitude and latitude.
You've got to do a little correction, but certainly.
Of course. Dr. John Bratton, of course, associate professor and chair from the Department of Anthropology at UWF. Thank you. Very interesting.
You're welcome.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.